Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I love cheap thrills. I love cheap thrills. Woo! It's how I get my jollies. I love cheap thrills. I love it. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Jollies.
Hi, it's Thursday, and it's, a little after 8 o'clock here in the morning, and I need to tell you about Alice in Winterland. The limited, very limited tickets are still available at RadioAlice.com. But all this week, we have your chance to not only win a pair of tickets instantly, but to be in the running for front row tickets, which is where you want to be. We're doing this all week at 9 a.m., so about an hour from now, noon 05 and 5:05. Chance for you to win tickets. Alice in Winterland, and be qualified to win those front row tickets. It's all going down on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, the whole Alice staff. We're all going to be there. It's a giant Christmas party for us.
You're going?
I'm going to go. Are you thinking about going?
I'm going.
Let's have dinner first. It'll be fun. Do a whole thing, Ben. It'll be all right. I'm sorry. I take it back. Get there when you get there. I'll see you at the show. I don't want to add any complications or any fun social engagement. Never mind. It's fine.
I'll go if you're buying.
Yeah, I'll buy for you.
All right.
I'll treat you to that'll be a nice Christmas dinner for
you. Wow, what an angle.
Yeah.
I'd go for you. You can afford it. Sponsored by Macy's. Alice in Winterland. We're all really excited about it. We'd love you to go. I was telling Maddie this morning, I'm like, well, you haven't asked me for how many tickets I need yet, so here's my list.
Yeah, I got to get Vince after the show.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Got to get on it. It's hard. Things change a lot, and I don't really even know who you're going to ask. But you know what? You're a good sleuth. You've proved yourself in the research department. I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Michael Martin always laughs at you when you make your request first. He goes, ha-ha, you're dreaming. And then you just have to like work it from there. So shoot for the moon.
And take talking to me or him?
I'm talking to everybody who's going to negotiate with anybody. Ask, go big. And then settle for the thing that you actually wanted.
All right.
I have to remember that.
Yeah. You probably already know about it.
Yeah.
Just felt the need to say it. It's fun. I love Stranger Things. I feel like I'm not alone. I think people like Stranger Things. I think Stranger Things was actually kind of a huge thing for Netflix in general. Like people went, I guess I'm going to have to sign up for that.
It's been a fun show for sure.
Yeah. And I really felt like, I thought the first season was just absolutely great and so nostalgic and I loved it. And the kids were little still and it was really fun. And I thought that I think the second season is one that it ends up in the mall. And I thought, okay, well, it was fun to see everybody again.
Remember, I didn't like that one as much.
Yeah. And 11 like met the other numbers from her. Remember they were like all hiding out like in a rebel gang and like busted up building and stuff. You know, that was, thank God they threw that out. And then the third season, can't really remember that well. But then the fourth season was magic. I don't want to ever say anything's perfect, but I really felt like, especially that last episode, I just could not believe the way they were juggling that. And I mean, it was just flawless back and forth. And this was happening. It fades into this. I care deeply about every single one of these threads. I just thought that was masterful. And so I think season 5 is the final season. So there is a new teaser for it. It doesn't show any images from the show, but what it does tell you is the names of all 8 episodes. And it's sort of in a, it reminds you of how great the music is for Stranger Things, because it's like a little YouTube video. So it's playing the music and it keeps flashing up the titles of each episode as it goes through. And it's really not given a lot away. Like the first one's The Crawl. The second one is The Vanishing Of, and then a semi blurred out word. So you don't even know, doesn't really give anything away, but they're so clever. And then it's The Turnbow Trap, Sorcerer, Shock Jock, Escape from Camazotz.
These are just the titles
of each episode. The Bridge and The Right Side Up.
Oh.
Because as you know, the Upside Down is the thing.
Right.
So The Vanishing Of is not the full title of episode 2, but then the teaser, you know, whatever has vanished has been blurred. So we'll have to wait for the reveal on that. And they have revealed that there is a time jump, not a huge one, at least not right away. I mean, they can do whatever they want once the series starts. But season 4 was set in the spring of 1986. By the way, I was on my tour of New England in the spring of 1986. That was a big year for me. And season 5 begins in the fall of 1987. So a year and a half later. So everybody's older. They need to bake that in because everyone's older. I mean, some of those people are like in their 30s now. I don't know if it'll stay there. If it starts in 87, it could still jump to wherever. And whatever the case is, I do not have a solid date, but they are saying whatever it is, it's starting sometime in 2005. Now, they may also do that double drop, you know, they give you the first 4 episodes, you binge through those in one night, and then you got to wait 3 months for the next, or however long, for the next 4.
Was Geneva still on tour in 87?
Part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. But by 87, things were falling apart. But 86.
One strong year and then into the next. But then there was a point where didn't you say you were like in an alley somewhere and went, Mom, I got to come home.
Yeah. But I would say that was probably like by summer of
87.
Of 87.
All right.
Yes. Good times though. Pretty fun. I was underage almost the whole year too.
What does that mean?
I was only 20. I turned 21.
Oh, you weren't underage in terms of humping people. You were underage in terms of buying booze. Okay.
I could legally hump anyone I wanted to.
What?
But I worked in bars like every night.
Oh.
And I was a bartender.
Well, those are the olden days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, what were you, like a couple years after the date change from 18 to 21? I mean, it was still 18 for a long time in the 80s.
Drinking?
No.
Yeah. It wasn't. West Virginia was the last state, so it was like 84, 85, I think.
Oh, Jesus. You kids were going crazy with the hooch.
Well, everybody was coming to West Virginia.
I guess so.
Actually, there's a family ties where Michael J. Fox drives to West Virginia so he can drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's highly surprising. Sitcoms have changed a lot. These days, the kids, that's not driving anywhere to go drinking. That's ridiculous. Kids never leave their rooms. It's reality-based.
A license.
It's pretty funny.
I don't want that.
What?
Right? I mean, that's your kids.
Right.
Well, actually, your oldest has it.
My oldest went and got it right away. And, of course, now lives in New York where you can't even have a car. But the youngest is like, I'm just going to move to a city where I don't need a car. I'm like, all right. See you. At Thanksgiving, I guess. Oh, God, I cannot wait to see them. I'm so, so, so excited. I'm so jealous because John got to go with Riley to New York and help him find an apartment. And he sends me a little video every day showing me like he got a little plant that's hanging from his window.
Is that when we had COVID?
That is when we had COVID. Mm-hmm. Yep. They came home kind of in the middle of COVID for us. And then John should have immediately made out with me and gotten COVID. We should have done that first thing. Get COVID, have COVID with me, because 3 weeks later, it was his birthday party.
Why would he think that you want to make out with him? You never do.
I would have been willing to, in order to ensure that our party went off without a hitch. I still don't know if we're going to do it or not.
His 60th.
His 60. He'll be his 60 and a half, which is such lame, you know? But a lot of our friends are like, we did a lot of work and we put a whole thing together. Like, all right. Oh, and John had like a stand-up routine he wanted to do. I think that's like his biggest regret in the whole thing. He had a whole thing worked out, like a musical act and a whole...
What?
Yeah. John...
For his birthday party.
For his birthday.
He wanted to get up and perform.
Yes. He had a whole comedy routine. Because all these people from all over, well, through his life are going to be at this thing. Songs and... I have not seen it. But I've heard him working on it.
Vinny, I saw the slideshow they put together for his birthday because Pat was playing it. John had the best rock star 80s hair. He
wore the cheetah print tights and the whole thing, zebra print. He was an 80s metal guy.
Yeah.
Those big eyes. He was so dreamy. He was kind of dreamy. Of course, Whitey's in half those pictures too. I'm like, oh, there's Whitey.
That was the guy I was doing at that time.
Oh, okay. That's who she was with.
That's my old boyfriend. And then also his old girlfriend, Doreen's in half those pictures too. Like there's,
no, actually, I really want to see her.
She's cute.
We've never seen her all these years. I've heard of that lady's name a million times. Nope. Never.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know how we got here. Oh, because the 80s, Stranger Things set in the 80s. Boom, 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 boom. 1986.
You started talking, reminiscing about your year on the run.
Yeah. So fun. If you are a Yellowstone fan, I don't really know honestly, people do love Yellowstone. There are two successful spinoffs to this show. And the other spinoff was Kevin Costner, and he was not a successful spinoff. Like, he spent $100 million making, I don't know, chapter one of his Horizons thing, which is supposed to be some epic saga, and everyone went, I don't care, is Yellowstone on? So Kevin Costner is gone from Yellowstone. Although there have been little snippets of people saying, well, his story may not be done. Well, he's thinking about maybe. Well,
I think he blew it and he should have done both of those shows. Then he would have gotten the support that he probably expected for Horizons.
And no bad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin Costner, they say, is gone. But John Dutton, that's the character's name, will never truly disappear from Yellowstone. So part two of season five. And I apologize. I know there are huge Yellowstone fans out there. You probably know. Isn't this the final part of this show? Like, John Dutton's gone now, and they're sort of wrapping it up.
I don't know. I watched a few minutes of the first episode, and as soon as the horse accident was there, I went, I'm out. Bye.
So part two of season five premieres coming up. Let's see. It looks like it's this weekend, November 10th. And the director, Christina Voros, says his presence is integral. Integral. I think to say any more than that would potentially compromise all the work that went into redacting the scripts.
Mm.
Doesn't that sound like, is she just trying to make you think maybe? But I think the reason people are wondering, is he, isn't he, where is he not, is because he's the patriarch and his presence is an essential component of the story. John Dutton is still central. So, I don't know, is there like an over-under in Vegas as to whether or not, you know, there's going to be a surprise Kevin Costner appearance? I don't know. I think if he's smart, he does it. I feel like that might generate some goodwill.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes, though. Who knows how much he hates that guy?
He hates that one guy. Tyler something?
I don't know.
Can't think of his name.
I'm really not part of the...
Yeah, I know. Me either.
I don't have enough time for TV right now. And maybe like in the summer, I'll be able to catch up. But there's football.
I know.
College football, pro football.
There's a lot going on.
Survivor.
I'm watching Only Murders in the Building right now. This latest season that just ended. And I got to say, it's a little over the top for me. I really like that show. I really like it. I thought season three was just fun. And it is still...
Oh, you're on season four.
Season four just wrapped up. So I'm now binging that. John and I have been watching it over the last week. And we're both like, it has gotten very goofy. It's still good. I am still going to watch it. We're currently plowing through it. I think we only have 2 episodes left, but it's just, it's fine. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
It takes a pretty special group of people to know when to pull off, to say, you know what? We've had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We have had everyone's eyes but we're running out of stories. It's time to find an end for this thing. It's the same. I really liked listening to Tarantino talk about movies and when, like, he was like, the perfect trilogy, the perfect movie trilogy is Toy Story. The Pixar.
They didn't need 4.
And I just thought, well, there you go. There's a guy who has credibility where filmmaking is concerned. And he was saying 4 was a cash grab and was unnecessary.
Still, it was good though.
I liked it too. I'm just telling you, as in terms of a show peak, having a running its course,
a full arc of
and peaking and finishing,
great from start to finish.
Uh huh. Yeah. I just think that's.
I do agree with him, but also, cash grab aside, I was happy to go see the next. Like, okay, all of my beloved friends from the Toy Story movies, I was happy to see them.
At least in that case, the toys aren't aging out. Stranger Things,
right? That is true. Right. So there you go. The Yellowstone thing. Oh, I know what we were just talking about. We're talking about Only Murders. I'm hoping it will end strong. It's definitely, it's just, they added a whole nother, they added so many new people to the show to support this thing that they're trying to do in it.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, I don't know. Mm. Started strong. It's bogged down. Okay. The Wizard of Oz. That's a movie from the 1930s. I want to say 1939. I'll see it right in front of me, but there it is. The 1939's The Wizard of Oz. There are a very particular set of shoes in that movie, and they're the ruby slippers. They are currently being auctioned, and the bidding is a little over $800,000 right now. It has a long way to go. And they're valued at around $3 million. But here's the thing. This happened fairly recently. They were stolen from a guy's private collection by a mobster who thought they were actually made out of rubies.
Oh.
So they were, let's see, Heritage Auctions has them up right now. They were stolen from a museum by a mobster. The slippers were recovered by the FBI 13 years after they went missing. And let's see. So that would have been in the late teens here. They were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in 2005 by Terry John Martin. Not a very gangstery sounding name, is it? He was looking to make one last score. I thought the slippers contained real rubies, see? Because they'd been previously insured for $1 million. He was indicted by the Minnesota U.S. District Court and charged with theft of major artwork. The slippers were later found in 2018 by the FBI, which the FBI put the value at $3.5 million. So I don't know if they're... I don't know if it's okay for them to put a value on something, but maybe. It's funny that the FBI would get... I guess maybe because it's a mobster thing. Right? Is that why? Because would they jump in on... why would they care about the ruby slippers? Something stolen from a museum.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just like a mafia thing.
Uh-huh.
Before being stolen, they were bought by a guy named Michael Shaw in 1970. And that is apparently who the owner of this was. The auction is led by Michael Shaw and Heritage Auctions. So they're up for grabs right now. But they expect them, it looks like, to go for over $3 million. And that, it makes sense. I mean, they have a very lengthy description.
Do they have a picture of them there?
They do.
Are they janky?
They appear in this picture to be new.
Oh, but that's not.
Yeah, this is not, I don't see the auction lot. But I have seen it and they look old and they don't look all that fancy. And they even say here that they're a handmade pair. There's a base shoe. that they, some costume designer, oh, and by the way, they put on the front of the shoe, they put like orange felt that they glued down to it. And I know you have experience with, you're walking too loud. Let's put some felt on the bottom of those shoes.
Yes.
The mics are picking that up. Thonk, 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 thonk. they go into quite a lengthy description of, let's see, the leather soles are painted red with orange felt adhered to the front foundation of each shoe. The bows are made of hand-cut buckram cloth and are slightly different in size.
Were you not there when that happened?
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a nurse. I walked up and down the hall.
No, I know, but I mean, were you there when literally they stopped?
Stop,
they said cut.
Cut! Can somebody, who's doing that? Who's making all that noise?
It was me.
Yeah. Thunk, 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 thunk.
Well, we were filming a scene.
In Patch Adams.
In Patch Adams. I was in the scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Robin Williams, and they're in the hospital, and I'm playing like a doctor intern or something, and I'm
he's walking
I'm
by in the background.
I'm not even in the
yeah.
And the guy yells cut, and he goes, "You've got to stop walking so loudly."
After.
And this next scene, and this is there's Robin Williams and Philip Seymour Hoffman who were starting to walk down this hallway to say their lines. And the guy yells cut, and it's for me.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
And then they go walk softer, and then they have to cut again because Vinny was not capable of walking softer.
And so they go, so I don't even remember what he said. I would be making it up if I said so, but someone came over, said, give me those shoes. They left for like 30 seconds and came back, and they had felted the bottom of my shoes.
Oh, wow.
So.
And then forever after.
The very next scene.
He was silent.
I was able to walk quietly.
So felt feet.
Felt feet.
Felt
yeah.
feet, which is la, what she la, was la, mentioning la, is la, on the la, bottom la, of the ruby slippers.
Right.
They felted
I know.
Them.
I saw that that was there and I went, oh, maybe she was a loud walker too.
By the way, there's another pair in the Smithsonian if you ever want to see them. I've seen them.
I wondered about that. If there were, they must have made
they
more
made
than one pair,
pairs.
Right?
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is one of the pairs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I just thought it was really funny that first of all, I always think of even mafia stuff and mobster stuff as being kind of old-timey, like at least, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s. But, it, you know, this guy, one last hit. Let's get those ruby slippers. They made out of rubies. What?
I feel like The Sopranos brought that into modern times.
Kind of. I still even felt like they were like hanging on to the last of like, remember when Pauly goes in to like hit up the Starbucks? And he's like, yeah, yeah, you're going to be good. The guy's like, no, dude, I'm not. I work for a corporation. Like, they're going to, you know, I give you money. They're going to fire me. And there's going to be some new guy in here next week.
Oh, he tried to.
Yeah. No, he gave me a little protection.
No,
guy's like,
I don't
dude,
remember
I'm
that.
At a Starbucks. Like, I'm not like the owner of this.
Doesn't he like grab a coffee pot or something and just takes that out with him at the end?
Something, yeah.
That's good.
Just walks out like, oh. You got a point, kid.
That's fun. I didn't finish that series.
Really?
I didn't, no.
Oh. Wow. Well, by the time that wrapped up, you were having problems. Maybe you should go back.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the exact time frame or why I fell off. It might be because of that, but I have no desire. The mafia stuff is I know that we sort
it's hard
of
to sympathize.
Well, yeah, we've turned them into these like they're huge movie stars. These mafia people.
Oh yeah,
but they're actually murder psychopaths.
Yes, they're terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
Present company excluded, of course. If you're in the mafia and listening
yeah, we
right now,
kidding.
We think you're great.
We didn't mean that.
So, I remember the first three seasons of The Sopranos, absolutely great. But then there was like the whole, like the Russian mafia coming. It got super bogged down. I'm not surprised you fell off. I want to say like, I don't know how many seasons there were, maybe six.
It always does. That's what I'm saying. No, being able to do a nice arc.
Yeah.
Anarchy. What was that? Sons of Anarchy? That one.
Did that
baby gets kidnapped and now they're in Ireland and you're like,
oh,
what happened here? This is supposed to be about a biker gang and now we're in Ireland.
Oh, it sounds fun. We're trying to find our luck. It's been stolen. Okay, what's coming up, Ben? Sorry, I don't know.
No, that was very well done.
Oh, thank you.
Parents want their kids to reach their full potential and worry about it a lot and more after these.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fall into 5K a day. It's a gentle fall, padded by 5K. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y and Alice at 97.3. All you need is that free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you'll get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000, man.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, San Jose, and Newark is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill is doing a ribbon cutting this Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30.
Hey, is that today?
That is today. Sorry.
Sorry for nothing. You nailed it. We got it all figured out.
Yeah.
You did a great job. Maddie, everyone. Maddie's on the show.
Thank you.
It's Maddie. He's on the show.
Do I get to play my song for
that? That's your cue.
Oh, okay.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. There's Maddie.
There will be tacos, libations, and some mariachi at Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill for the ribbon cutting.
Sounds like a party.
Today from 4:30 to 6:30. That does sound like a party.
Sweet.
Pleasant Hills. I spent a lot of time in Pleasant Hill. There was a lady I dated over there.
Oh. So we're by the creek?
Yeah. It's right next to it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, Thursday night football tonight. Oh, I should say sunny and 70 today. Thursday night football, Cincinnati at Baltimore, 5:15 game time on Prime. I've got a few texts here before I get to my stories because someone wrote in and asked a question, and I don't know if this is like profound or important.
Or stupid.
Maybe stupid. There's watched no Wizard of Oz. Questions. I know it.
Yeah.
But good morning.
Hello.
It's a 7:07. Quick, what characters do you guys relate to in The Wizard of Oz? Go.
What characters? As in, I don't have a heart or I don't have a brain. I feel like I have the Scarecrow. If I only had a brain. Plus, that's the song I sing the most from it.
Mm. Okay.
If I only had a brain.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. What are the characters again?
So the Tin Man doesn't have a heart and the Lion does not have any courage. And the Scarecrow does not have a brain. But then there's also the imposter, who is the wizard. And then there's little Dorothy, who just wants to go home. And there's the little dog, too.
And the witch.
Yes. And right. The good witch, the bad witch. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Well, just off the top of my head, I would say, I believe...
Flying monkey. You're a flying monkey.
No, I was not going to say that. I would say that I have often found myself... feeling like I want to do the right thing in the right moment, bravery or courage wise. Yeah. Like I don't want to.
You don't want to
shrink in a moment where I could have done the right thing or the thing I won't find myself regretting. It could be as simple as the biggest wave of the day coming through and it's mine and I'm in position and I want to go.
Yeah,
I don't want everyone to be like,
He's the cowardly lion.
That guy just let that thing go by or whatever, or, you know, something, be a hero for someone when it's right. in that moment. I remember when my kid was choking, I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't have
like,
it.
Why did you have to say that?
Thank God it worked out. But it's like.
Thank God Christina was like, okay, well, I'm going to just make sure that somebody else has this.
But I do want to be that guy. So I'll say that. What about you?
I guess Dorothy, because I, you know, grew up in a little crappy, you know, little farm place. And
but it's home.
Yeah, it's home.
And you love it. And you love the people there.
I ended up living in the big fancy cities most of my life.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Oh, or the monkey.
There's your answer.
Yeah.
Or the monkey. I don't know.
I just want to lay down in Poppy Field.
Woo-woo.
You don't remember that part? They'll fall asleep.
I really didn't.
Poppy Field.
I didn't study the
show. Well, you should go back and look at it. It's good.
Hardly at all.
Yeah.
It's a great scene.
Well, Wicked's coming up. And people are raving about Wicked.
I will watch that when it comes to my
TV set.
It's
not, you know, Dorothy makes an appearance in the I don't know what they'll do in the stage versus the stage show, but Dorothy's not a central character. If you're waiting for it to be that story, it isn't. It's the story of all the witches.
Sarah, you're a role model parent.
Oh, yes.
All the party people follow your lead when it comes to parenting and tips.
Sure. Yeah. Right. All my, just ask my girlfriends. They're all like, oh, geez, well, what would Sarah do?
Right.
Send those kids to bed. Get them out of here.
Almost 2/3 of parents are concerned that their children or their child isn't reaching their full potential.
Well, and what about the other third? Are they just deluding themselves? Like, people have such expectations for their kids. Like, I don't.
What did you do?
I let my kids have fun and do the things that they were drawn to. I didn't force anybody to play any sports. And when I did force them to play sports and they went, well, I don't want to play sports anymore, I went, but I paid all the league fees and stuff. And, you know, so could you just go for like 2 more games? And then the one kid, I was just like, forget it. Never mind. Just, yep, come on. We'll find something else. Here's a guitar. Play this. Mm. Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I do think.
I bought you your GD uniform.
I've seen the parenting, and I've seen it in surfing and skateboarding and other sports. We've heard, we all know the Marinovich story. He's the quarterback he was drafted by the Raiders, actually. But his dad was a football coach who raised an NFL quarterback.
Right.
And that NFL quarterback ended up having major drug problems and not ever getting anywhere near his full potential because his dad was on him night and day for his whole life.
When you make someone do something, it is no longer fun.
Right.
If you find that your kid is like, you know, has talent as an artist or a musician or in sports or whatever it is, and then you're like, that's it, balls to the wall, we're doing this, and that's all we're doing, and I'm driving you everywhere, and you got no other life other than this. You're going to get up at 5 in the morning. You're going to go to the gym. We're going to learn all the gymnastics moves, and you're going to the Olympics. But I'm 4. Like, that's, I mean, people do it. I watch, especially like in Marin. I don't know if it's everywhere, but I was just like, give that kid a break. He's crying. He doesn't want to be here. My God, why are we torturing our children?
Well,
because we want them to succeed and reach their potential.
You know, when you see someone who's done something from childhood, I do think they can develop a love for it.
Sure.
If you can somehow walk that line between
forcing
And
encouraging.
Yes, exactly. I was reading a story about, we all know who Eddie Van Halen is. He's considered one of the greatest guitar players in the history of guitar.
Yes.
He was forced by his family to take up music. He learned on a piano.
They were a music family.
They were a music family. Their dad played and the dad was forcing them to take up music. But there was also one of the stories in Alex Van Halen, his brother's new book.
Are you reading that?
I'm reading pieces of it.
Got it.
One of the stories is Alex said, I was playing guitar. I was going to, the big brother was going to be the guitar player. Little brother picked up his guitar, his brother's older brother's guitar, and heard a song and figured it out right on the spot and started playing that song. And Alex went, you should play guitar. I'm going to find some. And that's, he became a drummer and his little brother became one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
It's so innovative.
So it was both part of his talent level, but also his parents forced him to learn music.
Right. Well, I always feel like if you want someone to take an interest in something, forcing them isn't the way. Availability is the way. Like, find a way to make it look fun and to have it around. Like, I, you know, one of my kids is wicked into music. The other one, though, does love music and can play instruments and plays piano and just, you know, isn't looking at that for a life career. But it's because we have a piano and we have instruments and we play them. I don't think you can want that for your kids, but unless you're sort of modeling like how much fun it is, I mean, we showed them what was fun about it every weekend at our house after, and they would have to like creep down the stairs and spy to see what's, hey, don't lift the bed, mom's partying. Now, where were we? Jukebox hero, let's do it again.
Anyway, I think you're right, though. As I started this story, most parents are concerned about their child reaching their full potential. The line, though, this story does not have. How do you walk that line between exposing them to things right. they might love and also making them stick to things that they're easily ready to quit because it's frustrating and they weren't great at it automatically?
I think a good goal for your kids is a happy, healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that. I mean, I just want my kids to be happy. I find that it's the precious thing in life, you know, to be a happy person. It's a skill in and of itself.
My parents didn't do a lot of the things that I do. And I went and sought out. I became a skateboarder at a really young age and loved it and didn't care that I fell and got hurt because I was trying to learn a trick. And I need to learn that trick more than anything going right now.
But they didn't stop you. And
they didn't stop
you know,
me, but they
also... your dad would drive you places.
But they didn't, they weren't like, get out there. And I just was right. into it and wanted to learn. And it didn't matter that it was scary. There were things I would do where I'd get on the roof of a house next to the skateboard ramp and jump off the house onto the ramp. That's like, you got to be driven to want to learn that.
Okay, let's call it driven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
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 I mean, you're sitting there just like
you're
anybody
not an
else
idiot
would.
At
no.
All.
I mean, I'm just sitting there going, I'm afraid to do this.
I'm a real life jackass.
But I want to learn how to do this. This is going to be the bomb
right
dropping
now.
This
is,
roof
right.
will be the coolest thing I've ever done.
Ever. So cool.
Was it the coolest thing?
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, everybody, when I finally pulled it off, everyone was like, oh my God.
That idiot lived.
It's cool.
Oh. I could just imagine catching my kid doing that. I'd be like, oh. I'm cutting the wheels off
the
that
record,
board.
I didn't start there. Uh-huh. You work your way up to things. That's how it goes.
The seven layers
get
of stupidity.
Better and better. No. It's trust me on this. Skateboarding.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't make my kids skateboard.
Right.
Is my point.
They need to, right. It needs to be something that they're passionate about. But you've got to show them how much fun you're having doing it. You're always like, oh, my shoulder hurts, oh, my wrist. Oh.
Right. A Missouri lottery player won $3 million from a ticket he bought only because he forgot his lunch.
Oh.
I tell you this story because there's a lot of these stories. And I think that's the move is you. Anytime your routine is broken and you find yourself in a weird moment where you normally wouldn't be, that's when you should play the lottery.
Yeah. I agree with you. Although it's almost like if it occurs to you, you've already lost. What was the story you told the other day? The guy walks in, he gets a ticket, and he walks out, and he says to somebody there, like, this is a winning ticket. I'm about to win millions of dollars.
Yep, and then he won.
Crash, crash. See, I told you.
A man told the Missouri lottery officials, his wife called him to say, you'd forgotten your lunch. You forgot your lunch, honey. So he stopped at Schnucks Grocery Store on Vogel Road.
Yeah. Oh, this is in St. Louis?
This is in Missouri. Oh, do you know Schnucks?
Schnucks.
Schnucks.
Well, that's
Sorry.
How they say it.
Well.
I guess. S-C-H-U-N-C-K-S
yeah.
or something?
Schnucks.
Schnucks.
Or Schnucks.
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 Is this just a chain? So, that's so funny. And so he stops to pick up lunch and he gets the ticket.
I don't normally play the $30 tickets, but since I had
exactly $30 on me.
But since I had a $60 that I had won earlier on some other scratcher tickets, I thought, why not?
So he plays these.
He does play, but this was one of those moments where he went big. I was completely surprised. I didn't think I had won.
And then I saw all the zeros.
God, imagine that.
$3 million.
We bring scratchers as like hostess gifts sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's fun. It is fun. It's like it's going to be four couples. I'll bring, you know, four $10 tickets, whatever. And it's just fun. Everybody scratches together. And then if anybody ever won millions of dollars, we'd be in a huge fight and never be friends again. And, but, you know, because that hasn't happened yet, everything's still cool. And it's just, there's a moment of disbelief when you get anything big-ish. Like, I won $100 on a scratch ticket one time, and I was like, am I seeing this wrong? What am I seeing? And you have to pass it around. Everyone takes a look, and it's fun. That's exciting. And to win $3 million.
And he popped into the grocery store, schnooks.
Yeah.
Because he'd forgotten his lunch and had to get something to eat, and then decided, you know what?
I got these lottery tickets.
I'm gonna put $30 on a scratcher and $3 million. That's the one. I always play the quick picks and I always lose, or almost always. I never play the scratchers.
Yeah.
But those are the ones.
You know, I always play the quick picks and I thought to myself, why? Why don't I take a second and fill out the numbers that I actually want? Why do I leave it to chance with numbers that are completely meaningless to me when I feel like so much of my luck is wrapped up in deliberateness? In general.
So you've changed and now
No, I still, just because I'm just like, F it, give me, you know, 10 quick picks, whatever.
F it?
Yeah. Look, I got a $20 bill. Let's do it.
It's a lot of work.
We're talking about your castle in Scotland. I mean, don't you want to really, seriously, what are you doing?
Well, I'm not going to go to Scotland. It's bleak there.
Oh.
But, you know, my castle in France, my chateau.
Right. My bad. Sorry.
Got to learn French real soon.
I'm about to win
this lottery.
A Scottish castle.
I'll take it. Fine. It'll be fine. But I'm not going to search there first. The search starts in France. Francais.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. Sarah, your boys are so similar to mine, and it's great to hear that you didn't force them to do sports. I sometimes feel like I should have, but that's probably because so many other parents do.
Yeah.
Listening on the app. In Hollister.
You know, the one thing that, like an activity that they were both really into was skiing. And it's because it's fun. You do it at your own pace. You can take a few lessons. And once you get the basics there, you have a freaking ball. And it's a great workout. And there's some team building stuff you can do with that. And so I always thought that was one good thing that we gave them, was that they can both ski.
And I'll tell you, skiing is actually something you can learn in a day.
Yes.
Now, you can't be Johnny Mosley in a day, but you can get down a hill in a day.
You learn the basics and you are going to be
Three days in, you're kind of charging the mountain.
Right, right. Well, are you kidding me? After one season, you're like, that's great. I'm good at that and I'm going to do it again next year.
Right.
And then it's something that you get, I feel that, because I didn't start skiing until I was 40. And that's when I started. Now I'm, you know, a competent. I'm not doing any triple black diamonds or anything, but you do a few seasons and you're like, okay, this is something I can have for the rest of my life. It's a good exercise. I'm out there in the world. It is freaking expensive though.
I remember, I forget, it was boarding for breast cancer or something. We took a bus trip up there and Sarah's like, tries it, and then
I tried boarding.
Never stopped talking about how her thumb hurt. Oh, I hurt my thumb.
The first year I hurt my thumb. The second year I hurt my knee.
I'm never doing this again. This is terrible.
And then it was like 10 years later that I finally tried skiing, and only because of my rich friend Pam. She's like, "Come, you're coming to Montana. You're learning to ski." Oh shucks. Okay, I'll do it. Oh, are we going on a private jet? Oh, all right.
Oh, man.
I guess.
Oh.
Oh, we're staying at your mansion that you bought at the Yellowstone Club. Oh, Bill Gates is a member. Oh, I'm like, holy crap. We ran into this other family while we were at this just crazy exclusive club. Like, Google it, Yellowstone Club. It's all wrong. This is not how life should go, because then you know how the other half is doing it, or the other tiny 1% is doing it. And we ran into this other couple, and I look at the mom and she looks at me and I'm like, we're here as guests of someone else. And she goes, so are we. I'm like, can you believe this? And we just sat, like, we We didn't know each other well, but we were both moms at the same school. And I was like, I cannot believe this. She's like, me either. It's incredible.
408 has texted in. I wish my mom had pushed me more and helped me develop discipline.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's the that's why I did the story, and I really didn't even do it because we got off on on our storytelling times. But I do think there's a line between holding that line, like finish what you started,
right.
And also,
yeah, whatever, do your thing.
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at your kid and your kid's going, I don't care about this and I don't like it, and you're taking time out of an already busy day to take them and pick mm-hmm. them up and do it. I could see where a parent would go, F it then.
Yeah.
You know
Find
what?
Find something you do like and I'll take you to that.
I got better things to do than force you to play soccer.
Right. I think kids think that youth is going to last forever too because it's all they know and they've always been young the whole time and they just don't realize how fast it goes. And I think even as parents, you're just trying to make it through a day and you're like, I don't realize how fast it's going to go either. I don't know. There's no right answers for any of this stuff. Some kids are super driven. Other kids, not that much. Some kids are going to blame you for not motivating them later in life.
Well, you know, one of the great examples, I already mentioned him once, but Johnny Mosley is a guy who got to ski, liked it. His parents were in a position to help him get mm-hmm. better if he wanted that. And he made major, like I've talked to him about this. He sacrificed parties and girls and he liked baseball.
His youth.
He put away everything, pushed it all to the side and pursued that to the highest level. And won gold.
Yep.
Like, there it is.
Yep.
All that paid, but it had to be him.
Right. Because if it isn't you, and it's just someone pushing you, then it's, I don't know, the reward, the payoff isn't, I don't know. It's a rub, though, because when you see, it's really hard as a parent to see a talent in your kid and for it to go unaddressed and because they don't want you to push them with it.
Here's another one. 925 says, you are so right. Don't pressure your kids. Mine was a musical genius and we ruined it.
Oh my God.
That's a bummer.
Well, you make it not fun. But you know what? Your kid will find some other thing. I don't know. I always think that the right thing generally winds up happening.
What I'm trying to do is expose my kids to as many things as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying, like they've tried skiing and they've did soccer. And there's my oldest daughter loves drama. She's doing theater and loves it. Yeah. So, okay.
Great. And that is so fun. And you get great friends and good experiences.
That's part of it. She's mm-hmm. with older kids and younger kids, and they all are supportive of each other. It's a pretty neat little setup that they're working on. But anyway, I think that hopefully they find something you've exposed them to, and they can be like, yeah, I want to go back to that.
Yeah.
Rather than you go finish what you start.
Yeah, thanks. I hated to be the person. I felt like I did enough of that with the homework. You have to finish your homework.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Front row tickets for Alice in Winterland, plus Ariana Grande, McDonald, and Jelly Roll.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.